I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, Smith.
Live from the... Yeah, what do you got, Harmon?
Final hour for you before you become Reverend Smith.
Yes, my son.
Are you starting to feel anxious about this at all, that maybe it's too much responsibility?
No. The good news is that the wedding I'm doing Saturday is they want the wedding to come in around 20, 25 minutes. I'm like, oh, perfect. Like, I'm worried they're going to say, well, and after the first 20 minutes, then we're going to light candles, and then we're going to have a processional, and then I'm like, it's going to be like one of those hour weddings. Like, no. They said, no, we wouldn't want to be more than like 20. Can we do like 20? I said, well, I could do whatever you want. We could bring this thing home in 5 minutes. You can sign the piece of paper. I could say husband and wife, and we're good, man. But they want it to be 20, 25 minutes. I feel pretty good about what I have and stuff that I can ad lib on, so no, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Did you have them listen to the podcast a little bit to get a feel for what you're all about?
Oh, well, they are. Well, they know. They listen. I told them to listen when I talked about them in the podcast, and I'm waiting for them. They'll listen tonight, and they'll say, "Hey, who was the guy that kept jumping on saying they want us to change our minds? We don't need to get married." Oh, that's my producer, Justin Frostberg. That's it. Him want you to change your minds.
Well, it was more just a lack of discernment by making you the minister of these proceedings.
Reverend. My official title is Reverend.
The Rev.
The Rev.
Well, the show is in California, though, so.
You call me the Rev.
But show's happening the Rev. In California.
But no, but nicknames move.
Yeah, but
we
have no jurisdiction here.
But I can still be nicknamed the Rev.
You can't be, though.
Sure I can. Why not?
Can we go do a remote in Arizona and maybe marry someone as part of the show?
You mean like me marry someone else or me?
No. As in like we get you're an officiant, you know, and fans of ours and listeners of the show in Arizona vie to be a couple that get married by you with us all in attendance from the show.
Oh, I like. Well, we can move that out to L.A. I think I can do that and expense that into Fox Sports Radio. They'll pay the $80 I had to pay to become a reverend.
You sure about that?
I mean, sure they would. Why not? And then I turn it into a side hustle. And then suddenly I'm doing weddings on the weekend all the time. It's like, guys, man, I'm telling you. I got a couple
of guys that'll be DJs.
I got a 12 o'clock in Van Nuys on Saturday. Then I got a 3 o'clock all the way in Malibu. Got to hustle my ass out there. Then I got a night wedding in Culver City and Botts. You know, I think it could be a big side hustle for me.
Now you got a car service.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Getting you around.
What's next? You going to crash a funeral?
writing the ceremonies in the car on the way? Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, look, you're just a hop, skip, and jump from being the guy that does funerals. I mean, yeah, so yeah, why not?
Oh, why not do weddings and funerals? I make people 100%. Laugh at a funeral. I'm like, TJ, Jason Smith, clearly the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. You can't understand what I mean. Well, you soon will. I got a history of taking off my shirt. It's been.
It's like fishing with dynamite.
Maybe I can. That's my thing. So I'm here. I'm sorry. Is this a wedding or a funeral? Oh, boy, I had a wedding speech planned. Ooh, okay. Well, you know what? You know what? I'll just go off the cuff on this. Hey, that's great. That's what I'll do. Hey, where's the widow? Hey, you are going to love the single scene. Oh, I am telling you now, it's so easy to meet people. It's so easy to meet somebody. I'm telling you. You just swipe. I'll tell you. Man. Oh, right.
My
now,
other business right is matchmakers, so give us a call.
No, I mean, really, that could be my new thing. Could be my next career when I'm done. Hey, you got to get married by Jason Smith, and suddenly I'm like a marriage officiant to the stars. I'm marrying like famous people and every. Oh my God, that'd be fantastic.
Not one famous person is letting you out their wedding.
Oh, I'll marry Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's kid.
Oh sure, yeah, I can.
And look,
that
hey Bon Jovi, watch me sing "It's My Life." Ready? It's my life. Take that!
Oh, I would start singing Bon Jovi songs at his kid's wedding. Oh, man.
Nobody ever looks more cringed out than when people start singing his songs in front of him.
I'm ready. Although I will say this. Here's the one part that I'm nervous about is that I was told by a couple of people in the different families, yeah, the bride's mom is anxious to meet you.
Okay.
Oh, I got to get video of this.
Not excited.
So you got to wear like a camera in your Mets hat or something.
Yeah, literally things that nobody has ever said before.
Yeah. No, but not excited, not looking forward to, anxious. They're anxious to meet you.
I just watched
that. Boy, they're going to be disappointed, Mike.
I just watched that Ricky Stenicki movie with Cena and Efron, and there's a character that is very much that person in the room. Oh, I got to see this guy. So, yeah, I can see it. Here we are.
Very anxious to be. Okay, all right. We'll be ready to go. Now I got the rehearsal dinner tomorrow night. I mean, it's now not like it's a thing now.
Did you text them back? They had the wrong number?
It's real. No, it's real. This is going to be real and spectacular. And you know what I will? I will try to record some of this, a little bit of the ceremony, so we can play it back on the show on Monday.
Oh, we're not playing that back.
I will try to record a little bit of it. Oh, you want to hear some stuff?
Great.
Yeah, we'll record a little bit back. Hey,
and in the background, so you know, someone's playing War Pigs. You hired someone that you
instead of biting a
street
bat,
musician.
Instead of the wedding march,
he bites a hamburger.
Why is she playing The Wizard by Black Sabbath?
Yeah. You talk about an active TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios. Here we are.
Hey, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
Biting the top of a hamburger like it's a bat's head.
Oh, no. Make the hamburger in the shape of a bat so it really looks like I'm biting off the top of a bat's head.
Chicken of the cave.
Yeah, that's next level right there. And you only cook it like medium rare, so when the red juices run down my fingers, they look like blood. We're going to seal this wedding with a bite off of this dove's head. And the juices just come down. Yeah, we're ready to go.
But everybody knows it wouldn't be true. You would never bite into quality meat.
Oh, wow. Wow. Frostburg, wait till the next time we get food. I sneak some cheese into what you're going to eat. Wait till I sneak some
that's,
cheese.
I'm pretty sure.
That's attempted murder.
You looked that up. That's called attempted murder.
No, it's not. I'm giving you cheese. But, Jason, don't you know that Justin Frostburg has a longstanding intolerance of lactose? No, I never said it. You can't find any proof? No, I don't know.
Well,
never said
you know,
it.
Justin, we do have ample evidence in the past of Jason being lost in his thoughts and not necessarily processing the sentence or two that's been said to him.
Do you know who's not going to pick up his
precedence.
Call from the slammer? His dad.
Oh, I can't call my dad. My dad's like a reverse vampire. I can't call him after 6 o'clock. He's done. Like, he's done. Like a vampire. Okay, vampire, when the sun goes down, they're ready. My dad's a reverse vampire. Hey, once the sun goes down, that's it. I'm
just
done.
Call him. Tell him you're Garrett Cole.
You can't go. You know, I told my dad, I said, Dad, Gerrit Cole was at LAX yesterday. You should have been there and picked him up and taken him somewhere. He goes, he was? Let me see where. He starts looking it up
he
on
was.
His phone,
yeah.
trying to find out. Hey, Gerrit Cole was here.
That was a very weird photo, though.
It
like
was.
He's just standing there like,
it was.
Why are you
it
creeping
was.
On this poor guy who's getting yeah. ready to get some potentially devastating news about his arm? I mean, at least short term, they've dodged a bullet, not to go deep Yankees here. But I do like that Stroman basically said, hey, I could be the number one starter at opening day. Blank that. I'm not changing my routine and schedule.
Oh, I know. Don't you want to pitch opening day? Nah, not really. I'm cool with that. Wait,
I'm
no?
Good.
Nah, I don't want to do
I
it.
I need that. Extra
okay.
day.
Yeah, yeah. But we paid you a lot of money. Yeah, no, I know, but I don't want to pitch opening day. I'm good. Now, there is more to get into with the Chargers tonight and the big trade of Keenan Allen, but Hollywood Brown heads to the Chiefs. 1 year, $11 million. And this is almost like it's not fair because this is what the excellence of the Chiefs and what having Patrick Mahomes can do for you. We talk about Mahomes and how good he is on the field and everything he does, and but you realize that you know you don't win Super Bowls just by playing well on the field. You win Super Bowls because the reach of your quarterback and your head coach goes far beyond what anybody else's is. Because Mahomes is so good, the Chiefs, and look what they've done the last 3 years. They lost Tyreek Hill. What did they decide to do? We're going to bring in five new guys a year at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Five new guys. And then after that year, we get rid of them and bring in five other new guys. And then we get rid of those and bring in five other new guys. Either they disappoint and they move on, or they work out and have a pretty good year and they go sign someplace else for more money. But this is what the Chiefs have done for the past 3 years, and they've won the Super Bowl twice. You know, whether it's going to get Juju Smith-Schuster, great. He goes signs a contract someplace else, or Kadarius Toney, you know what, doesn't work out, we're going to get somebody else. This is what the Chiefs do. And since they lost Tyreek Hill, they now have the best wide receiver room on paper that they have, because Rashi Rice turned out to be a really good player, right? He's going to be that number one wide receiver for a while in that Chiefs offense, man. I'm telling you, it took him a little bit to get going, and then he turned into a really good player. And now you have Hollywood Brown on the other side of him, who's going to be able to, you know, catch 35 passes of 70 yards or more next year. This is the best two receivers they've had since they lost Tyreek Hill. Now, their other guys are really a bunch of Jags. A couple of guys never made it off the practice squad. You know they need some help at wide receiver. But this is a team that won the Super Bowl by changing out their wide receiver room every year. And now they bring in a guy that they had to bring in who does something similar to Tyreek Hill, but easily becomes the best tandem they had in the last 3 years. And that's devastating to the rest of the NFL. Here's a team that's good enough already. All right, well, now they really have to get wide receivers. They got what? Nope. They went out and got Hollywood Brown. 1 year, $11 million. Watch the year he has. And it's really unfair, because you can see the Chiefs say, all right, what they've done now is in one area, they've gotten stronger since the Super Bowl ended. They win the Super Bowl, and one area of need they have gotten stronger in. And that's just, it's just devastating to the rest of the NFL to watch the Chiefs get better. But this is how you do. You know, this is what it means when you're a Super Bowl winning organization. It's not just winning on the field. It's knowing when to pounce in the offseason. It's knowing how to run free agency, not spending millions upon millions of dollars the first day, waiting to find your right fit on day three or day four. And look, the Chiefs played poker. I'm not saying they didn't, but they played poker right. They played it the right way. They waited 4 days. Okay, we don't have a ton of money, but hey, no one signed Hollywood Brown. Let's go see what he would do for 1 year and $11 million to come play with us and maybe jumpstart his career, get a big contract next year because he's 27 years old. Yes, ready to come, ready to go win. This is where I'm going to go and have a big year. The pressure is on me. I want to keep playing in the NFL. I want to make big money. So I'm in a one-year prove-it deal with a good quarterback, because I know he wasn't good the last couple of years. But let's face it, you really going to go to Arizona and be great? I mean, come on, man. I'm just being honest. You're going to go to Arizona and put up great numbers at wide receiver? No, you're not. You're not, especially Kyler Murray is hurt. He's out of the lineup. So it's not like Hollywood Brown suddenly was awful. He had a couple of down years, and it wasn't great. But this doesn't mean the guy's not talented, because you look at what he did when he's on a really good team, catching passes in 2021. Now he goes and plays with the best quarterback he's played with. Doesn't mean he's going to catch 91 passes again, but will he catch 70? Will he be the number two wide receiver on the team? 100%. Will he score 8 to 10 touchdowns, be a big deep threat, and catch at least 3 70-yard touchdowns this year? Probably. The Chiefs have gotten better in the offseason just with one signing and one stroke of the pen.
No, and that's the thing, right? Drafting well, you look at the roster, both sides of the ball, replete with guys from the last three drafts, and depth at wide receiver. Now, while Sky Moore hasn't become a world beater or Ross, you've also gotten some pretty good returns from Justin Watson. You've gotten some guys that have done some things for you, right? And the core four is still there. You got Jones to come back. You added Karloftis in the 22 draft, right? You're making some other changes and picking up players along the way. You've got some great guys in the secondary between McDuffie and Snead. And Patrick Mahomes said, oh, wait, let's restructure that deal. Remember when everybody was talking about my $500 million deal? Yeah, we can move $21 million off the books for this year. Let's go get some guys. Let's go get some pieces. And there's Hollywood Brown. I mean, just insane. And if you look at mock drafts, Worthy, who set the turf on fire literally with his 4-2-1, he's the guy that they're projecting to be there at the back end, who could just be that burner. Yeah, go have your safety chase him, and Mahomes kills you underneath. Oh, by the way, Isaiah Pacheco, 2 years in, and he was a seventh-round pick. Yeah, great drafting. Good roster management and a quarterback to set it all in motion. The fact that they're trying to get the people of the city to pay for a stadium, even though they keep printing money, is one of the latest political firestorms there.
Don't forget the refs help too, Mike.
Sorry, Justin, I forgot to reference the referees.
You can't not say it.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Yeah, we'll see what kind of contract Carl Cheffers gets next season. But coming up next, boy, am I going to really get even with Frostburg for all his snide comments about the Jets? And also, we head to Vegas and find out what big moves in free agency so far have moved the needle on teams for the playoff and the Super Bowl. It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. It has been a minute since I've heard Mbop.
Let's go.
It really has been. It has been, but I love this song.
You're welcome. I just like randomly looked through my playlist and I was like, oh, I haven't heard the song in a minute. So.
Oh, man, I loved it. This is like, you know, I like Skater Boy, right? Like Skater Boy is a guilty pleasure song.
Yeah.
No, I love Mbop. I just love Mbop, 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 doo-wop.
It reminds you how soft the Jets are, right?
Oh, yeah. Mbop. Mbop. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Let's make it a Hanson night the rest of the night. Let's find another song by Hanson we can play.
Oh boy!
but big moves in NFL free agency the first 4 days punctuated tonight. Keenan Allen traded to the Bears for a 4th-round pick, a stunner, and Hollywood Brown to the Chiefs, 1 year, $11 million. Who has helped their Super Bowl odds the most? Who's had the best first 4 days of free agency? Well, getting set to join us on the hotline right now, our insider in Las Vegas, former odds maker at Caesars. Check him out on the Bet the Board podcast. See him on CBS. It is Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, bud?
You know what? It's interesting. When you look at free agency, Smith, and you mention all the big players changing jerseys, needing to relocate, you're bearing the biggest storyline of all, that your beloved starting quarterback for the New York Jets has better odds to be a vice presidential candidate in the upcoming election than he does to win the MVP or any other relevant prize on the football field. So if that's not the most Jets storyline of the offseason, I'm not really sure what is.
Dude, that's not the most Aaron Rodgers storyline in the last 24 hours. What are you kidding?
Look, I mean, I got to take some of the low-hanging fruit. I can't dive into retractions of statements that have been made in close, tight-knit circles that you're coming back on one way or another. I mean, Woody's got to figure out if you're either in or you're out, or at least make sure that they're scheduling the VP debates. It happens during the Jets bye week.
Do you have odds on who the favorite is between Rodgers and Jesse the Body Ventura?
Rodgers is actually the favorite in offshore books. He's right around -$1. He's -$1.10, and Jesse Ventura priced right around +125. Now, that may be name cachet as much as anything else, and it's borderline ridiculous when you think about it. And if you really want to go further down the board and you believe that there'll be some other unique names there, you can actually get Charlie Sheen at a price of around 250-1. So it might be something worth considering as well.
All right, two Charlie things. Sheen did you really think? Yeah, did you really think Todd wasn't going to have an answer for you? The man has an answer for everything. And happy birthday, Todd Furman.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm inching closer to you boys in terms of age. Maybe not on the wisdom and experience side, but I'm getting up there.
No, I appreciate you stopping down with us. I'll take a drive to Vegas and buy you ample beers next time. As we bet the Bears to win the Super Bowl after bringing in Keenan Allen, let's go.
Hey, look, I mean, Bears fans are optimistic. I mean, what could be better than bringing in a receiver that's had hamstring injuries playing on the West Coast, suddenly needing to play meaningful football in freezing cold temperatures in Green Bay and Chicago deep into December? So I think it's the perfect recipe. But all kidding aside, Keenan Allen gives them a nice compliment opposite DJ Moore. We know he's a possession receiver, not going to stretch the field. But I'm just wondering right now what the trade market looks like for Justin Fields. If you can get a couple of hockey pucks, maybe a used old Christian hockey stick to go along with it, and a couple of Ernie Banks signed baseballs to get him out of the Windy City.
Oh man, I think you're getting to you were good until you said Ernie Banks signed baseballs, dude. That's a lot of money, right?
Nah,
there.
He signed a lot of baseballs. It's not as much as you think.
It's a very good point. It may actually be Ronnie Woohoo signed baseballs instead of Ernie Banks.
Nicely done. That's a good Chicago reference.
Right? Let's play too, guys.
All right, Todd, what you've seen so far the first 4 days, whose moves have you liked the most? Have any of them moved the needle yet with some of the signings that we've seen?
The two that have moved the needle the most, and you can understand why, the Atlanta Falcons going out and bringing an adult in to play quarterback in Kirk Cousins, even ones that takes Tuesdays off during the fall, has moved them to a heavier favorite to win a division where a lot of things are relatively unsettled. So you're looking at Atlanta right around even money, -$1.10 to emerge atop the heap there. A lot of reason to be optimistic when you look at some of their skill position players, a change in head coach, and a division that'll be rather favorable. The other team whose odds we've seen shorten to win the division, the Houston Texans. John Jonathan Greenard leaves on a longer-term deal to Minnesota, so what do the Texans do? They throw a boatload of cash at Neil Hunter on a short-term deal. They bring in some other pieces that'll help with C.J. Stroud. For me, Joe Mixon doesn't really move the needle at all offensively at this point in his career, but I think Houston, by virtue of some of their moves, has really upped the ante and shown that they want to be considered not just the front-runner to win the AFC South this year, but make a deep run in the AFC playoffs in a division where I think things will set up quite nicely, despite Jacksonville throwing money at problems that I don't think will actually help solve some things.
Todd, Russell Wilson off to Pittsburgh. Deontay Johnson gets dealt. They bring in Patrick Queen. All of that, is it just a wash? Did their odds move at all?
They did. They went from 10-1 to win the AFC North. They're now down to 11-1. So I'm not sure that's exactly what Steelers fans were looking for to try and bolster their upside and opportunity. But I think that's as much a reflection of the division they play in, with the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, and Cleveland Browns all doing things as well to bolster some of their playoff chances. And look, Mike Tomlin's going to have his hands full trying to figure out if he wants a true open quarterback competition between Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson. For me, Patrick Queen was a player that if the Baltimore Ravens don't feel you're a fit for their defense and what they want to do schematically, it automatically raises some red flags. I know it was a position of weakness for the Steelers, who are basically bringing guys in off the street. But overall, look, you can't fault the team for trying to improve their roster. Unfortunately for the Steelers, they play in arguably the most difficult division from top to bottom, and I don't think the kind of additions they've made thus far in free agency really move the needle much.
Vegas insider Todd Furman, our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, Todd, has there been any movement as far as you look at the top of the board for the draft where quarterbacks are? We're hearing a lot of stuff, a lot of rumors about J.J. McCarthy, a lot of stuff about Drake May. What are you hearing about the top of the draft right now for the quarterbacks?
You know, the big thing we've seen is Jaden Daniels become a much heavier favorite to be the number two overall pick. We saw his price right around plus 120, albeit for very low limits. And a lot of these markets aren't all that liquid in the grand scheme of things right now. But he's moved into that minus 150 range, meaning if you'd like to bet Daniels to be selected number two, regardless of team, put up $1.50, get $1 coming back. Drake May drifting out to plus 130. Now, when you mention J.J. McCarthy, I think it's fascinating because you do have a market where you can pick which team selects J.J. McCarthy. And two teams have kind of moved to the forefront in that market. The Minnesota Vikings are the favorite at a price just shy of 2-1. The Denver Broncos trail behind them in that plus 350 range. And then it's kind of a logjam of teams like the Giants, Raiders, Patriots, and Seahawks, all at prices of 5-1 or greater. So J.J. becomes one of the more intriguing pieces that's out there. We'll see if a team that's looking to try and develop a young quarterback willing to make that move. And I think the Vikings signing Sam Darnold to a one-year $10 million deal says they're very much in the market if the right quarterback falls to them, knowing they feel comfortable letting him sit for a year with the realization that roster probably isn't built to compete with the Packers and Lions atop the NFC North.
Plenty of time as we get ready for the NBA playoffs and everything else, even heading towards the draft here, Todd. But the NCAA tournament coming up here in short order. Two questions. At Bet the Board Pod is where you follow him at, as well as at Todd Furman. One, how deep do you see this field in terms of teams that can cut down the net? Number two, when does your primer on the Bet the Board podcast drop?
We should be recording our show Tuesday night. Should be ready to go for drive time on Wednesday morning, depending on what we get from our producer extraordinaire. But that's the expectation as things stand right now. So give it about 36 hours thereabouts to breathe before people have to start making some of their decisions. When you look at the field from top to bottom, I know people always want to talk about parity and matchups that play a major role. But I think there are only a few teams that are built to be legitimate national championship contenders. And it's not going to surprise anybody that UConn should be at the top of the heap. A Houston team that's been there and done that, but you have to imagine they're much more battle-tested running through the Big 12 than they were the American Athletic. Purdue, again, a team that checks all the boxes other than playoff and postseason pedigree with Matt Painter there, the perennial underachiever. And I think the Tennessee Volunteers. Yes, Rick Barnes, not synonymous with deep runs during the month of March, but this team much more dynamic offensively than what we've seen from the previous editions, and they haven't really neglected their defensive responsibilities. When you look at a team top five in overall defensive efficiency in the country, one of the best teams in the SEC. I would not discount the Volunteers. If we're looking a little bit deeper on the board, though, to try and find some sleepers, look, like 75-1 and greater. I think teams like Gonzaga and BYU, they could easily get upset in their opening round matchup, but also have some of the playmakers and scorers that can put them in deep into the second weekend and have a chance to get to the Elite Eight, so you'll have an opportunity to earn off those particular tickets.
All right, Todd. Now, what kind of odds you'll give me if I want to go Wagner and Colgate for the national championship?
I'll give you whatever number you want, and then we'll put three more commas in there to try and take things further. But, you know, when you look at Wagner and what that program has done, I mean, the Seahawks deserve a ton of credit. I mean, they haven't had a full roster to even practice against one another, I believe, since early December. So this is a team, a true Cinderella story. They're going to have their hands full in the opening round matchup. But never, ever sell the Colgate Raiders short in terms of what their prospects can be. I'm just not sure if O'Donnell Foyle has any eligibility to clog the paint and really provide that threat that they need from the pride of Hamilton, New York, to make a deep run into the NCAA tournament.
You got in a Donald Foyle. All right,
that?
Now, Frostberg actually has a question for you, Todd, so I'm going to let him pop on and ask you. He's got one, so be prepared. I have no idea what this is going to be.
Todd, odds that Syracuse wins an NIT game.
I've heard that Syracuse may decline their invitation to the NIT because they think it's beneath them. So I don't know if
beneath them. Have you seen them play?
Not at in the Harvard of Central New York these days. It's NCAA tournament play-in game or bust. And again, if we talk about legends, look, Jerry McNamara may have some eligibility left. I'm not sure he's got the shimmy to get an open jump shot. But I'll make Syracuse a dog to win an NIT game. But we'll see exactly how that field gets unveiled. I know it's going to be must-see TV for all those proud Orange alums throughout the media landscape.
He's on.
There's a giant Harley Quinn size mallet coming at you.
We're all going to get together to watch the NIT. Huh? Come on, everybody. Come on.
It's the greatest Zoom call ever.
It's the coast to coast style watch party. I mean, look, we have a lot of prominent Syracuse alums placed throughout this industry, but it'd be no different, gentlemen, that if you guys were in the lot in Century City for all those Fox executives that were together to watch the Holiday Bowl to see USC take on Louisville this past Christmas season either.
Check him out at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman also. The Bet the Board podcast, CBS. Todd, as always, buddy, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Enjoy the final few days of conference tournament basketball.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Boy.
Thanks.
I mean, he got O'Donnell Foyle in, man. I mean,
that's a great reference.
That's a name that was in the back of the recesses of my brain for so long. O'Donnell. I think O'Donnell Foyle's got to be 50 by now.
No, 100%. Yeah, he graduated. I mean, he got into the league right after I did. After I graduated.
After you got into the league? When you got into the NBA?
Got into the league.
Really?
Well, yeah. I was trying to say after I graduated, you know, after I got into the workforce.
Foyle got taken by the Warriors, and then you went to the Kings.
I was right after him. Yeah, no, so he went eighth overall to,
TJ, from a guy who's 6'10 in O'Donnell Foyle to a guy who was 5'5 in Mike Harmon.
I'm bigger than 5'5, you jerk.
I thought, well, coming out of college, must have been 5'5. 5'4"?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Hey, guys, real quick, Todd is actually back. He wanted to talk to you guys still for a sec.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Todd. What do you got?
One last thing. I hear you have some plans in the future to tie the knot for a lucky couple there. We're going to set the over-under for the length of the marriage that chooses you as the officiant, Smith, at 6 months, and I'm going to max bet the under at a pick'em or better.
Very nice. Very well played, Todd Furman. Very well played.
He gone. He said it at 6 months.
6 months. Now, wow. This marriage will make it more than 6 months. Trust me, this marriage. I knew they were going to get married as soon as they started dating. I do.
Six months.
No, my son, there is nothing to worry about this wedding, my son. There's nothing to worry. I am preparing for the Sabbath right now. I'm preparing for this, preparing for the wedding. Time out.
Play heaven and hell. Go.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, yes, another trade we got to get into today that involved a quarterback. Plus, you want to know the three teams that have aced free agency so far? The answers might surprise you. It's next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
7 p.m. Pacific.
Just think of me walking down the aisle at the wedding I'm doing on Saturday, just waving that stick with the steam on the end of it.
Incense. You're talking incense.
Yeah.
Get a good smell and a good smoke going around. Add a fog machine and some strobe lights. Let's go.
Why is the Reverend walking down? He wanted to use the wizard. Okay. I hope the woman who's playing
the law pedal.
I hope the woman who knows playing the violin can play the wizard on violin.
I bet you for an extra $20, you'll learn it in a minute.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
They still have time to get out of it.
Studios. They're not getting out.
They still have time.
They're getting married. High noon is Saturday or high noon. Well, 5 o'clock on Saturday. That's when it is, man. That's when
their brains will start working.
Nah, they'll start doing it, man. Well, I mean, look, they may get up there and go, oh, what the hell did we hire this guy for? What the hell are we doing? What were we thinking?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, but you never know. Hey, look, I'm telling you, man, I think I'm going to make this into a side hustle.
I think this is it's wise. We'll build a website and a full-on thing where you could do sermons. It's not quite our old pal Mike North's bookie priest, but kind of getting into that territory.
Reverendwizard.com. And
you're attracting a whole other group of people. You got to be careful there, pal. That splinters into a lot of different factions of people there.
You'd go to the website and the song starts playing.
Cease and desist from Black Sabbath and Tony Iommi.
People going, I got to turn the volume down on my computer. It's so loud when that happens when I go there.
Are you on that guy's site again? You're in the middle of a meeting.
How many Badhead burgers would you eat?
Ooh,
that's
real
the other
heads?
Marketing part, too.
Or
we could do that.
Badheads.
We could make them into pastries.
Real. We don't
real
do fake
zero.
On this show.
No. I'm going to eat zero Badheads.
Fake bad heads,
I'll eat as many as you want.
What if it had cheese on it?
Okay, you want to put cheese on the bad. Well, is there enough cheese to cover the entire head?
You can drown it in cheese.
Then that's fine.
Something I need to make.
Oh, but what? Badhead cheese? Badhead cheese soup?
A bat-shaped meat pie.
What
the hell is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You say, how many bat heads would you eat? Harmon says, a bat-shaped meat pie. What the hell is wrong with you?
I said bat head burger. I was making it good.
No, but we could do a burger. Well, I'm trying to make it a hand food, however you want to do it. That's fine.
Do you think I could start a burger franchise called Bad Head Burgers, and that's what I serve?
Yeah,
that's a badass name.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you get your food? Well, here's what I do. I go to a cave with a big fishing net, and then I blow a whistle really loud, and the bats fly out, and whoever ends in my net ends up on the plate.
Here's our grand opening. Well, you know what? Today is the anniversary of the end of the Batman series, the last episode.
Don't spoil it.
But we also, you know, for your grand opening, we hired David Koechner because Anchorman 2, Chicken of the Cave. But now we're doing Bat Burgers.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. My son, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Look, we spent a lot of time tonight talking about the Bears' big trade for Keenan Allen. Hollywood Brown goes to the Chiefs, and Sam Howell gets traded to the Seahawks. Apparently nobody wants Justin Fields, and it's been a horrible job by the Bears in trying to trade Justin Fields. They blew it. They blew it immensely by not making the trade before
now. I'm going to disagree.
But let me say this. The three teams that I've loved what they've done in free agency so far are not the teams that you're hearing a lot of people talk about. Because I'll tell you right now, off the top, I love what the Bears have done. I love what the Bears have done. Regardless as to who their quarterback is, Caleb Williams, you're talking about figuring out your skill positions to the point where it's now we're in the big leagues. Now we're in the NFL. Our defense was pretty good last year, towards the end especially. Now we have two really good receivers. We got DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. We have two pretty good tight ends in Kmet and Gerald Everett. We got a bell cow running back in DeAndre Swift and probably Khalil Herbert, who will jump in and get some of the reps there. You are really solid, man. I love what the Bears have done.
No, I think it works all around, right? We saw the defense come on after the addition of Montez Sweat last year and Eberflus going back to that side of the ball. You added another analyst up in the booth. After all the stuff with the DC, people know my feelings. You can find it in the podcast. From the offensive side, offensive line played pretty well. And now you talk about Depp, Kmet, and Everett is intriguing, right? Young quarterbacks. What do we talk about? Tight ends and running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield are your best friends. And then you add to the equation guys like DJ Moore and Keenan Allen that create space and go get it, right? It's a much different radius than we see with so many other receivers where the ball's got to be right there. Otherwise, it's a lost proposition. No, they huge upgrade today for a fourth-round pick that had plenty of cap space to bring Allen on board. Huge. And they're celebrating in Chicago. They're bouncing off the walls that the GM's done a lot of great things. On paper, it looks fantastic. And now it's all just solving that last matter of, you know, the quarterback.
The other team, look, we've talked about this week. Archby did not pick the Packers to go to the Super Bowl. Getting Josh Jacobs is such an over-the-top move, so you know I love what they did. And honestly, I love what the Steelers did. They finally decided, okay, we got to move on from Kenny Pickett, and we got to move on from a talented guy who just wasn't happy in Deontay Johnson. These were a couple of really good moves by the Steelers, and that's going to make them infinitely better for next year. Those are my three favorite teams.
Yeah, I mean, as we talked about with Furman, when we look at Russell Wilson, I'm waiting for it to burn down, him and Mike Tomlin. Let's go.
All right, 2 days ago was Austin Eckler. Yesterday was Mike Williams. Today, Keenan Allen got moved. Tomorrow, the Chargers will trade Justin Herbert for the number one pick. And then April 25th, they'll take J.J. McCarthy, number one Frostburg. Congratulations.
You're an idiot.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.